Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Kosmos Energy Ltd, ticker KOS, an independent oil and gas exploration and production company with a focus on deep water assets along the Atlantic margins. If you're curious about whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. Let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Kosmos Energy is a player in the energy sector, specifically in oil and gas exploration and production. They've got a unique focus on high-potential regions like Ghana, Equatorial Guinea, and the U.S. Gulf of Mexico, along with projects in Mauritania and Senegal. This isn't a household name like Exxon or Chevron, so I want to make sure we're all on the same page about what they do and where they operate as we dig into the details. If you're new to KOS, think of them as a smaller, more specialized operator with a knack for deep water drilling. Let's take a closer look at who they are and what drives their business. So, who is Kosmos Energy? Founded in 2003 and headquartered in Dallas, Texas, Kosmos Energy Ltd. is all about deep water exploration and production. Their primary assets are spread across some pretty interesting regions. We're talking about the Jubilee Field in Ghana, the Ceiba and Okume fields in Equatorial Guinea, and a bunch of deep water blocks in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico. They're also working on big projects like the Greater Tortue Ameyim LNG development in Mauritania and Senegal. With just over 240 full-time employees, they're lean but focused on high-impact projects. Their mission? Unlock value in underexplored basins while maintaining a balanced portfolio. Now that we've got the basics down, let's see how their revenue streams look. Let's talk money, specifically where Kosmos is making its cash. For the fiscal year 2025, their total revenue came in at about $1.3 billion. Breaking it down by segment, Ghana is the big winner, contributing roughly $632.7 million, which is nearly half of their top line. The U.S. Gulf of Mexico pitches in with $377.3 million, while Equatorial Guinea adds $165.1 million. Mauritania and Senegal rounded out with $170.2 million. Geographically, Ghana alone accounts for $644.2 million, showing just how critical that region is to their operations. This kind of concentration can be a double-edged sword, great when things are going well, but risky if there's a hiccup. Let's see how their earnings paint the picture. Now on to the earnings. Kosmos had a rough 2025, reporting a net loss of $699.8 million for the full year, translating to an EPS of negative $1.47. That's a sharp drop from 24, when they posted a net income of $189.9 million and an EPS of 40s. Looking back a bit further, 2023 was also positive with a net income of $213.5 million and an EPS of 46 cents. The 2025 loss is a red flag, especially since revenue was down to $1.3 billion from $1.68 billion in 2024, a decline of about 23%. Operationally, though, they've made progress with projects like the Jubilee Field in Ghana, where new wells are coming online. The key takeaway? They're facing financial headwinds, but there are signs of operational momentum heading into 2026. Let's dive into some management insights from their latest earnings call. All right, let's get into some highlights from Kosmos Energy's Q3 2025 earnings call. Management acknowledged the tough financial results, pointing to a significant revenue drop and negative EPS, but they emphasized operational wins. The Jubilee Field in Ghana continues to be a bright spot, with the J74 producer well recently completed and expected to boost production soon. They're also excited about the ramp-up of the Greater Tortue Ameyim LNG project in Mauritania and Senegal, which is on track to be a major cash flow driver in 2026. On the flip side, they're candid about the high debt levels weighing on the balance sheet, and there's a focus on refinancing options to manage that burden. Overall, the tone was cautiously optimistic, acknowledging current challenges but pointing to catalysts ahead. Now let's break down the financials in more detail. Let's pop the hood on Kosmos Energy's financial statements. Starting with the income statement, as I mentioned, 2025 was a tough year with a net loss of nearly $700 million on revenue of $1.3 billion. gross profit was actually negative at $191.4 million, showing how cost pressures are biting hard. EBITDA, though, was positive at $322.9 million, suggesting they're still generating cash at an operational level. Looking at the balance sheet for 2024, the most recent full-year data, total assets stand at $5.31 billion, with cash and equivalents at a low $84.9 million. Total liabilities are hefty at $4.11 billion, leading to a debt-to-equity ratio of 5.8, which is pretty high and signals significant leverage. Stockholders' equity is $1.2 billion, but retained earnings are negative at $1.8 billion, reflecting cumulative losses over time. On the cash flow side, 2024 showed strong operating cash flow of $678.2 million, though free cash flow matched that since CapEx wasn't broken out separately. Bottom line, they've got cash flow to work with, but debt is a major concern. Let's see what the valuation tells us. All right, let's talk valuation. Kosmos Energy's current market cap is around $420.4 million, with a stock price hovering at 88 cents. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is 0.95, which isn't outrageous for the energy sector, but the price-to-earnings ratio is negative at minus 1.76 due to those losses in 2025. Enterprise value stands at $4.2 billion, reflecting that heavy debt load. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a wide range for 2027 at 241, though that drops to a more reasonable 12.68 for 2028 and 17.21 for 2029. Compared to the industry average PE of 21.37, Kosmos looks potentially undervalued if they can turn things around, but that's a big if given the current financials. High debt and negative earnings make this a risky bet right now. Let's break down their strengths and weaknesses next. Time for the SWOT analysis. Let's look at Kosmos Energy's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, their operational progress in 2024 and into 2025 is notable. The Jubilee field in Ghana is a cash cow, and the GTA LNG project in Mauritania and Senegal is a game changer in the making. They've got a focused portfolio in high potential regions. On the weaknesses side, that $4.1 billion debt load is a massive anchor, and the 2025 net loss of $700 million shows they're struggling to turn a profit right now. Opportunities? If they can fully ramp up GTA Phase 1 and capitalize on Jubilee drilling gains in 2026, there's upside. Plus, potential debt refinancing could ease the pressure. Threats include geopolitical risks in West Africa, oil price volatility, and regulatory changes that could hit their operations. Overall, they've got catalysts, but also serious risks to navigate. Let's check out how the stock has been performing lately. Let's pull up the chart and talk recent performance. Kosmos Energy's stock has been on a wild ride. Over the past week, it's up an incredible 32.72%, and over the last month, it's surged 77.69%. The three-month gain is 64.2%, and 6 months show a 25.73% increase. But zoom out to 1 year, and it's down 35.82%, with a five-year drop of 23.76%. Compare that to the broader oil and gas exploration and production industry, which is up 7.07% over the past week and 18.21% over the past month, and the energy sector, up 4.62% in a month. KOS is outperforming short-term but lagging long-term. At 88, it's cheap, but that volatility screams caution. If you're considering a short-term move, the momentum is there, but I'd watch for a pullback given the longer-term downtrend. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on Kosmos Energy? Look, there's a lot to chew on here. On one hand, they've got exciting projects like Jubilee and GTA that could drive serious growth in 2026. Recent stock momentum is hard to ignore, with gains of over 77% in the past month. On the other hand, the financials are messy, negative earnings, high debt, and a net loss of $700 million in 2025 are big red flags. Valuation-wise, it looks cheap compared to industry averages, but only if they can execute on their operational plans. For long-term investors, I'd say this is a high-risk, high-reward play. If you're thinking of jumping in, keep a close eye on debt refinancing news and production updates from Ghana and Senegal. Personally, I'd hold off until there's more clarity on their financial health. What do you think? Drop a comment below. Do you see KOS as a turnaround story or a pass? If you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button, subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next video. Take care.